The Ravian Sports Network Coaches Show on 91.7 WEN.
Good morning, everybody, to the ASN Coaches Show here outside of Pendleton Heights High School. I'm your host, Jacob Festmeyer, and alongside me is co-host Ian Stevens. Joining us for this morning's show for Segment 1 and Segment 2 is Varsity Head Coach Jed Richmond. Wrapping it up for Segment 3 is Defensive Backs Coach Kurt Trout. So, Coach, getting into last night's game, it was just an all-around, just a rough game on both sides of the ball.
Yep.
As they were looking to clap back on New Pal after falling short to Greenfield Central a couple of weeks ago. How important will it be for this team to lock in on both sides of the ball for next Friday against Mount Vernon?
Well, it always comes back to us. I guess it starts with me. If anybody wants anybody to blame, you can blame me. I think we got to change our attitudes. We had a little come to Jesus on Tuesday about giving game effort during practice. And if I got to coach effort, we're in trouble. If I got to coach attitudes, we're in trouble, because then that takes away from coaching scheme. But that's what I'm here for. That's what we have to do. So you parents out there listening, I need your help. I need you to make these boys more disciplined. When you tell them to do something, if they're not doing it, I need your help, because right now we are not disciplined. We take the path of least resistance. And I can tell you, for me, it's always bigger than football, but the path of least resistance doesn't lead to a productive and happy, successful life. It leads to problems. It leads to trouble. And right now, it's leading to losses. I could go across the board in many, many positions. We did what was convenient. We did what was easy at times. And I'll tell you this, they didn't push us around. We were every bit as aggressive as them last night, but mentally we were substantially weaker. And I don't think we went down there and thought we were going to lose. I don't think we're going to lose next week. I don't think we're going to lose any week. And I meant what I said last night. Coach Smith's going to hate me for this one, but if people don't think we're going to win, then don't travel down to Fortville. Don't come down Friday. We don't want you there. We don't need you there. You can get back on the bandwagon when we get this thing going. I want people there who care about us, who are going to cheer. We need some energy. The players need to bring some energy, and they need to play harder, and they need to play with more discipline so we can make some plays so that people have something to cheer about. And it's a simple game. We got to block better and tackle better. But if you're not in the right spot and you don't read the right thing correctly, well, then it's not going to be a very fun night against a good team and a good program. You know, the Greenfield reporter wrote, we haven't beat these guys in 10 years. We haven't beat New Pal in 10 years. That's a long time, you know? I mean, a lot of these kids were 5, 6, 7 years old 10 years ago. So the reason we haven't beat them in 10 years is many things. But I can tell you, in the last 6 since I've been in charge, in many ways, it's our discipline. It's not that we don't believe. It's not. We've been close, you know, multiple times. We played them, you know, tight last night, really, for a little bit until we self-destruct. Until we self-destructed. So it's one of those things. You just really, you got to do what you're supposed to do when you're supposed to do it. I don't have a lot of team rules. That's one of the big ones that I hang on to, and it comes right down to that.
Coach, this Arabian's offense struggled to convert on 3rd and 4th down all night. How important will it be to turn that around and put some big plays and wins on the board?
Well, the big plays are going to come when we do what we're supposed to do. You know, I'm a broken record. I'm not a fun interview today. It starts – some guys – like, it's ridiculous, but some guys weren't even in the right stance last night. You know, I'm over talking to the junior high guys yesterday, and they're having the same problems. So then I get to go to PJFL today and coach, and you know what? We need to do a better job there too. I mean, there's nobody off limits today. It's our town, our community, our team, right? I mean, that's what we're selling. That's what we believe in. So everybody's got stake in this. You can blame me. I'll take it. I know who I am. I know where this program's headed. I'll take all the blame. I want guys that want to make plays, that want to do it how they're supposed to do it, and want to play with a passion and an urgency that's unmatched by anybody. I mean, I can't fake my intensity. I am who I am, and I don't expect perfection. But, man, we get to play a game we love. Are you kidding me? We get to play a game. I get to coach a game I love. I get to coach kids who I care about tremendously. And I want to see them having fun and smiling. But it's no fun when people do their own thing and then the team doesn't work that way, you know? And so every question, I could go back to this, but we need to do what we're supposed to do when we're supposed to do it, and to do it the best we can. And when we do that, man, we're a handful, Jacob. I mean, we are an absolute handful. We're a good team. When we don't do that, we're as bad as there's a team out there, you know what I mean? So
last night, New Palette chain a big play, such as the interception, and then Hawkett connecting with Thacker on that 72-yard touchdown. Mm-hmm. So after a big play like that, what's it take by the team to be able to lock in and turn around and focus on the next drive?
Well, here's what it takes me this morning. So that's the only way I can really relate. I've been a little DB out there who, and I was a little DB. We got big DBs. I mean, all our DBs are bigger than me, thank goodness, right? But when I was a kid, I got beat like I stole something I started as a freshman, sophomore, and I was not great early on in my career. I don't know that I was great when I finished my career. But it's a lonely island out there. But it's rarely one person's fault. You just see the corner chasing him. You just see the safety chasing him. And so, excuse me, those big plays, you got to have a short memory. I mean, it's the whole goldfish thing, right? You know, I mean, I've used that last couple of weeks. You got to be like a goldfish, have a short memory. You cannot allow a good play or bad play to creep in. And I talked a lot at halftime about forgetting the scoreboard. I want to forget the scoreboard completely to the end. We expect to win. We want to play to win. We can't worry about what the scoreboard says, win, lose, what, or high or low, whatever it is. We got to just go. And on those big plays, we got to dial it back in. Today, again, I believe in myself. I believe in this program. I was the same way as a player. So I coach how I played with a lot of passion and intensity, and I want to see that on the field. I want to see guys having one another's backs. We're all going to make mistakes. I made mistakes last night. I had to burn 3 timeouts in the first half. Obviously, I wasn't communicating very well. That's on me. I'll take that. That's why they give us the timeouts. It drives people nuts. That's why they give us the timeouts so we can use them. I'm going to use them. Okay? We don't get to take them with us and pile them up for this week. It's not like all of a sudden we got 7 timeouts coming in the Mount Vernon game. So we got to use those and regroup. I don't know that it regrouped us at times, but I'll tell you this. We have got to make sure we play the next play and be as disciplined each play and as focused as we can be each and every play on our keys and our assignments. And it's not like we run an elaborate scheme. We didn't do anything crazy last night. And our scheme, I thought Coach Huth did one heck of a job. Now, we didn't execute it well. We had a good game plan on offense, and we didn't execute it well. So back to the drawing board, and that drawing board is going to be the same stuff, the same fundamentals, and we got to believe in ourselves. That's the biggest thing I could tell you.
Depth side the loss last night, many of the young players had pretty solid games, such as Brennan Adams getting a pick, Dresden Roberts with a forced fumble recovery, mm-hmm. and James Malone doing very well on the runs. Mm-hmm. What's it like seeing some of these first-year players put in some of the work on a team like New Pal?
Well, I'll tell you the thing that just it really, really is weighing on me heavy, because I don't want guys moping. But if we're content with just playing time and now making plays, you're in the wrong program. We're in week 6 now. I don't see any sophomores out there. I don't see any juniors. I see a veteran seasoned team now. So you know what to do now. You just played against one of the best programs in the state. We're going to see another one this week. We've got to improve on our skills. And I see a bunch of football players. I don't even see running backs, linemen, quarterbacks anymore. I want to see guys making plays. Their quarterback last night, people don't know this, their quarterback's on the front line of KOR last night. And their quarterback shoved one of our guys completely out of bounds on a block. That's how hard he was playing. We have guys on our KOR that didn't touch anybody, multiple kickoff returns. It comes down to, are you going to make plays or are you not? And we're looking for guys to make plays. We may not start as many guys, different guys this week. I don't know what's going to happen, because you're either going to do what you're supposed to do and you're going to play your tails off for one another, or you're going to be on the sidelines. And we're going to play the guys this week that are bought in, they're going to be disciplined, and that are going to correct the mistakes that we're pushing for. We had great attitudes after we had our little talk on Tuesday. I thought we were much more physical up front. You know, last week we struggled up front. Pass pro, we gave up 6 sacks. We corrected a ton of those mistakes this week. I thought Will Logan played his butt off at tackle this week. I thought he did an outstanding job. Again, we have Will Caster at left tackle instead of tight end. Sam Mosney did a good job up front. Ian Stevens, we fought like crazy. We moved them around up front we ran inside zone primarily the whole game and got positive yards every time we ran it. I mean, that's not happened in 6 years against a New Pal defense. Now, that's to our credit, not their demise, because they're a good defense. Now, we put drives together, and then we couldn't finish them. Why couldn't we finish them? Is it because receivers were frustrated, they weren't getting the ball, and then moping a little bit? Is it because we couldn't get the ball to them? There's lots of reasons why, okay? But the reality is we got to continue to be more of a team. We got to continue to be selfless, and we got to continue to play for one another because those receivers are weapons. Those guys are good players. We got multiple guys' touches. I'd have liked to had more. I'd have liked to had more more run game too, but we got to get first downs to have more plays. So,
coming up next, Ian and I will talk with Coach Richmond about his football days back in high school. You're listening to the ASN Coaches Show, 91.7 WEEM.
The Arabian Staple is your place for Pendleton Heights apparel, from shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Find everything you need to show you're an Arabian fan by logging on to www.arabianstable.com. You can also find the link on the high school's website at phhs.smcsc.com or on Weem's website, 917weem.org. Arabians get their gear at the Arabian Staple. Get yours today at www.arabianstable.com. That's www.arabianstable.com.
Do you have an event you'd like to promote? Make sure to go to 917weem.org and click on the Weem Community Calendar. There you'll find the calendar and a link to the form you will need to fill out to have your event show up on the calendar and get a live mention from the Weem staff. Again, everything you need to get the word out on your event is at the Weem Community Calendar. Details online at 917weem.org.
The ASN Coaches Show on 917 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 917 WEEM. For this segment, Coach, we're going to be taking it back to your high school days a little bit. So where did you play in high school?
So I graduated from Eastern High School in Greentown, Indiana. It's a 2A school. I'm not going to embellish. Not a real illustrious career. I was a captain. I was a quarterback, a defensive back. I mean, at 2A school, you don't come off the field, really. We had 40 guys on the team. Just a good blue-collar, wholesome community, smaller than this. A lot of factory families outside of Kokomo, Indiana, and that's what my parents were, you know. And I don't want to steal your thunder, but I talked a little bit last night about Keith Fessler. And Keith Fessler, it's funny you're going this route. I didn't know you were going this route, but I hope I can make it through this because he's something special to me. He's the reason I'm a teacher and I'm a coach. He was the principal at New Pal. Now he's the principal or assistant principal at New Pal Junior High, fighting a cancer fight that it's unbelievable what this guy does. But 1993, when I was a 13-year-old kid, this might surprise you, Ian. I wasn't very coachable. My passion sometimes would overrun with my mouth, and I did a lot of up-downs. So at the same time, though, I brought it every day, and that's what my parents taught me. And I got a great mom and dad. And when I was a kid, my mom had cancer, and it's kind of funny, full circle, you know. She had stage 3 cancer. And my dad had heart disease. My dad had a massive heart attack when I was 10. They're both still with us. Toughest people I know. And I talk about them a little bit only because I was kind of a knucklehead in 7th grade. Shocking. But, you know, they're fighting their fight. My sister was out of high school at that time. So, I kind of ruled the roost in some ways. And I took advantage of that. Undisciplined, right? So I'm a hypocrite this morning. But I'm teaching what I know. And Keith Fessler taught me. He taught me to grow up as a 7th grade basketball coach. We were god-awful. He was a terrible coach. I love him to death. He was a terrible basketball coach. But great teacher. To the point, he had an influence on me. He was a Spanish teacher where I wanted to be a teacher, and I wanted to be a Spanish teacher. And I wanted to coach because of guys like him and because of the impact he had on me. And, every time we play New Pal, he's He's there, and he wasn't there last night. And I'm praying for him and his family. He's got three boys, a wonderful wife, and they find out next week whether things have worked, whether they haven't worked, what the next plans are. A lot of people have been in this position before, but he is near and dear to my heart, and it really gives you perspective because we're talking about a football game here. But that's where I'll kind of spin it back, and that's what my mom and dad taught me as a kid is you're not promised tomorrow, so make the most out of today. And my dad said this my whole life, but somebody else always has it worse, you know? So here we are sitting here and I'm frustrated about not blocking and tackling right. And somebody else out there has got it worse. We got a great locker room. We got a great community and we need to not take that for granted. But the sand is running through the hourglass here. We're in week six. Okay. And it's not about winning and losing. That's what I told the junior high yesterday, too. It's not about winning and losing. Now, don't misunderstand that, community. I want to win. That's pretty obvious, I think, by my intensity and urgency. But I want more that we give everything we have at what we're doing. You know, at the end of the day, my maker is not going to ask me. He's not going to ask us how many games we won at Pendleton. He's going to ask what we did for people and how we did it. And we got to answer for that. I believe in that. You believe in what you want to believe in. That's what I believe in. And that's accountability. And right now, it's accountability time in our team and in our program. What are you accountable for? How are you helping the program? Or are you tearing it down because you're frustrated with me, frustrated with another coach in the program? How are you helping it? You know, are you a help or are you a hindrance? You know, and you can either be you can either help and be part of the solution or you can continue to be part of the problem, you know? And that's not, I'm not coming at anybody today. That's just honest talk. And it starts with me. Am I helping the program every day? Am I hurting it? Right now, I'm trying to help like crazy, and that is always my goal, and it's always for the kids in this team and in this program.
So back in your high school days, describe the feeling of a game day as a, from a player's perspective.
Man, I'll tell you what. It was a Super Bowl. I was just talking to coaches about this. We were talking about this as we were watching guys play, and really a couple guys maybe not give their all. You know, and I don't expect everybody to be me, but Cogdale Field in Greentown is it's a nice scene. Not as nice as Broughton Field, but it's a nice scene. There's always it's kind of in town, and it's kind of everybody's driving around it. And even years where we weren't great, there's a pretty good crowd for a 2A ball club. And you know, you smell the popcorn in the air, and it's man, the band's playing. It's all the pomp and circumstance that makes Friday Night Lights Friday Night Lights, and it's a special thing. And anybody that's been through it comprehends it, and the nostalgia around it and the pride around it. You know, Jeff Moore came out yet Thursday and talked to the team about pride. And really, I don't see enough pride in our program. And maybe that starts with me. I need to sell that more. I don't see enough pride in the little things, you know? I don't see enough. I need to see more. I need to see more pride. And maybe I need to teach what that is. But I'm awful proud to be a Comet. You know, I joke once in a while about Greentown math or, you know, we had an official from Greentown, so he's a little better. But I got a lot of pride in Greentown, and I got a lot of pride in Pendleton. And anybody that doesn't like Pendleton, they're going to deal with me. Like, that's how I feel. It's my family. It's my team. I'm going to take them all on. And anybody can come with me. That's kind of how I feel, you know. And we're all we got. I've said that a ton in weights class. We're the only Arabians in the state, and that's pretty dang special. And I'm real proud to be here, just like I was when I was a kid in Greentown, Indiana. They accepted me there. I was an outsider. I was an outsider coming to Pendleton. People have accepted me here and my family. And we're going to do something special here. I think we are doing something special. And I want to just continue down that path.
Coach, what was your favorite thing about playing football? Maybe not just football, but just other sports back in high school?
Competing. I mean, competing. I want to win. I want to compete against people. I think work is fun. I like lifting. I liked being in the weight room. I liked everything. I liked the process, man. When you fall in love with the process, it makes everything else more fun. And that's where we're at right now. Like, we can't get lost in this. I mean, I get to be around all these kids today. I'm fired up. I ain't mad at anybody. I'm excited to see all these guys today. I'm frustrated because we're underperforming, in my opinion, and we got to get people coached up. But, you know, I was excited to come in here today, and that's where, you know, we talk about giving up big plays, not to circle back. But, dang, man, just got to dial it back in, and you got to play ball. You get to play ball. Sooner or later, you got to hang the jersey up. you know, and I'm blessed I get to coach and be around these kids every day, you know. I mean, I get to be in the weight room every day, and, you know, talking about Keith Fessler makes me think a lot about the King family. You know, my heart goes out to those guys. Gracie King, got a chance to be around her and coach her. Lost her dad this week to COVID. I mean, I just, you know, life is tough. There's a lot of bad out there, and we got to dial it in and enjoy what we're doing and enjoy the process and be the best we can be and enjoy who we're around and figure out a way to get past the adversity and understand somebody, there are others out there that do have it worse out there. And we got to make sure we stay focused on what's most important and the values that we have. And if we do that, everything's going to be all right.
That question will wrap up segment two. Thank you once again, Coach, for joining us this morning.
Thank you. Go Ravens.
Sandra, tell me your favorite thing about Indiana high school sports.
Well, Chris, as a fellow IHSA assistant commissioner, I don't know if I can choose just one. Tell me, what's yours?
It's the little victories, the day-to-day achievements of student athletes, the real character-building stuff.
Absolutely. One of mine as well. All the hard work off the court, the field, the mat, the deck, those defining moments during practices that the crowd never sees.
Exactly. And we don't celebrate those victories enough.
We don't. And there's an even bigger victory we need to celebrate.
That's right. We've welcomed fans back to high school sporting events across Indiana.
So, buy a ticket to your high school's next athletic event. The schools and student athletes deserve your support.
They need you in the stands now more than ever.
This is your team. This is your community. This is your IHSAA.
Are you looking to expand your client base? Needing to have more people know about your business? Consider becoming an underwriter for 91.7 WEEM. Your sponsorship helps the student broadcasters of Pendleton Heights gain valuable skills and experience. WEEM has a rich tradition of community involvement that wouldn't happen without the support of our underwriters. More information is available from Christian Ruggles at 765-778-2161, extension 6095, or at cruggles@smcsc.com.
Back to the ASN Coaches Show on 91.7 WEEM.
Welcome back to the ASN Coaches Show here on 91.7 WEEM. Joining us for the final 8 minutes of our show is defensive backs coach Kurt Trout. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So, Coach, where did your coaching days start?
Well, they unironically, they started here. My first volunteer job, I was subbing here at the high school, and I had done a little bit of coaching in Bloomington, and then I saw Coach Broughton, and I said, hey, I'm in town. I'd like to coach. He said, we may have an opening. If nothing, I've got a volunteer spot. And I said, I'd take it. I'd love to coach. He took me in. There were some coaching changes and some guys, I think someone moved, and a paid position came open, and I coached here for 3 years. So that was back in 99, 2000, 2001.
So besides from football, how long have you been coaching rugby?
25 years, so quite a while. Since the mid-90s, player coach in college, and then some programs again in Bloomington, and then here in Pendleton, and then circle back here to Pendleton where I'm at now.
So overall, what's it like been working with Coach Richmond and the rest of the staff these last 6 years?
This is my fourth year here, but I was in the youth program the 2 years before that, helping out with the PJFL as vice president. I'm still vice president, so hands-on there with mainly with camps and things like that. But I was at Fishers High School for 9 years, and I fell in love with what was going on here, and I knew it was time for me to come over here. An English teaching job opened up. I came over here. Fortunately, I was able to get hired here and then coach some football. So started out where they needed me. They needed a defensive line coach, and this year we needed a defensive backs coach, and here I am. I love it. I wouldn't be here if I didn't love it. I wouldn't be here if I didn't buy into it. You know, obviously my son's in the program. My daughter's in the school, and if I didn't believe in what was going on, I wouldn't be here. So I am full bought in, and it's awesome.
As you just mentioned, you switched. As last year, you were primarily a D-line coach, but this year switching back to the defensive backs. So how's that transition been from going from D-line back to the defensive backs?
Like anything else in life, there's a learning curve. And with this change, I'm working with a total different pool of players, and even though it's defense, it's still a different mentality on the way you play the game. But the best part is I get to work with a bunch of kids. So at the end of the day, we are teachers who are just teaching a sport, and I get to work with some guys that can run around and make some plays.
Coach, what's it been like to bring rugby into this program here at Pendleton?
It's been good. You know, rugby does a lot of positive things. You know, a lot of kids can't run really fast for track and aren't really good at hitting or throwing a baseball, and there aren't a lot of other options for them in the spring. And it's a good complement to football. You know, we get a tackle. We do fundamental tackling every day, very safe. So we try to work on that. So I think the body contact is one of the things that we do a really good job of. And the fact that kids get to have some fun and learn some camaraderie and run around and have some support from our football staff. You know, it's not unusual for us to have football coaches out watching the games, or at least coming up and saying, hey, how'd the rugby game go last night? And you know, most of the time we tell them we won and we had a good time.
What are some other cross connections players get from not just playing football but rugby as well?
Well, I think some of the benefits are the conditioning, without question. They have conditioning that starts in January, so we're not only doing our football conditioning or just our weightlifting, but we're also conditioning with rugby and running around. So those things, and the mental toughness, I think, is a big deal. I think mental toughness in any sport is going to help out, and the more they can have that, the better. Plus, they get to work with some other coaches who are going to give them some different ways to look at mental toughness and see it in a different context. So rugby does a good job. So does baseball, and so does track. They're all great sports, but this is an outlet for some kids that just may not fit into those categories.
So out of your whole time coaching, what has been your favorite game as a coach?
My favorite game as a coach? Wow. I was coaching girls flag football. Mamie, my daughter, we started an all girls flag football team, and they made it to the championship game, and it was pretty crazy. But we had a couple little girls that could wiggle and run and pull some flags, and we did really well. So I would have to say maybe that just that season and coaching them was pretty cool, because they were beating up on all the boys, and a lot of the boys and some of the dads did not like it. So that was one of my favorite moments, without question.
So, as we were talking about rugby a little bit, last year your team took a trip down to Tennessee to play in a tournament. But overall, what's it been like just being able to travel around some parts of the country or the United States and be able to play different competitive teams in rugby?
Well, throughout my coaching and as recently as 2017, you know, we've been to Ireland. Pendleton it hasn't been yet, but when I was coaching the Fishers team, we took a trip to Ireland, been to California, taking kids to Arizona. I mean, we've been all over. And as you mentioned, we were in Nashville, Michigan, Ohio. Those are the trips where you get to really learn each other and really build those relationships that last forever. You know, I still talk to a lot of the kids that played on those teams. The Ireland, I'm going to go see four or five of those kids today play later on this afternoon. And so it's all about the relationships and having some fun. But the travel does equal the relationships there.
As we were speaking a little bit Thursday, we found out you graduated here from Pendleton Heights and played on the football.